everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 9th episode of Power Rangers Samurai. I've got a spell on blue, which sounds a lot like a classic MMPR episode, so that's cool. Before we get into the story, I'm going to go ahead and do the credits because I'm having a hard time. I don't know if you've noticed cramming all the information in during the quiet bit, somewhat quiet bit when they're introducing their names. I was trying to cover that up, and hard to do. So this episode is the 9th episode of Power Ranger Samurai. It first aired on March 20th, 2011. Power Ranger version was written by Jill Donnellan and David Schneider. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi. The director on this was Peter Salmon. And we are going to get this episode started here in 3, 2, 1, go.
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
They're sparring morphed. They don't usually do that. Makes me wonder if maybe the actors themselves couldn't quite do make it look good enough, maybe? Or they're busy filming something else.
He's got mad skills. I'm impressed.
Yes, Jaden's one of the best that's ever been.
I was talking about Kevin. He's right up there with
obviously.
He's so graceful with the sword.
Yes. Jaden always had that quality, even as a child.
I meant Kevin.
Running gag.
They are both excellent swordsmen. Practice sparring is one thing, but true skill shown in battle is what really counts.
I'd hate to see what would happen if they really had to battle each other.
That would never happen. Nothing could ever make Kevin fight against a fellow ranger. He's true blue.
Jeez, based on the title of the episode, what do you think is going to happen today?
Jaden, I obviously need more practice.
Hey, don't beat yourself up over a lost point.
Okay, let's go again.
You're on.
You know, aside from the talking bit at the beginning where they're saying their names, this is not a bad cover to the Power Rangers theme, the original. And I can see why they used it. I think it's the fact that they reuse it for next year, for the next show. And it's kind of the basis for the other seasons in the Neo Saban era that it gets such a bad rap. I mean, she didn't need saving. She was only just about to die. No biggie.
But I'm not looking to interfere with any of your plans.
Do what you will. My head is pounding. I can only deal with one headache at a time.
I see you're still suffering from when the last Red Ranger sealed you down here.
Every one of those Samurai Rangers will pay for
it. I was going to say, he should have said the last Red Samurai Ranger, because RPM had nothing to do with this guy. Neither did any previous show.
No.
Ooh-ah-hoo. He answered you. Now go.
All right. Rest well then, Master Zandret. And I shall continue my quest without worry.
I'm the star around here. Bye-bye, Decker.
Get lost, Metamot. You're nothing but talk.
Hold on, Squidlips. I brought you a present that's bigger and badder than Decker.
Ooh-ah-hoo.
Don't believe me? Let's take a look.
No, Decker, wait!
Bye-bye! You'll forget all about that rogue when you look outside!
I can't believe it. Is that what I think it is?
It sure is. I've got the Red Ranger's long-lost Tiger Zord.
Oh. Cool.
A samurai.
Another Tiger Zord. Nature has never been the friend of Bulk and Skull.
I'm scared of bears.
I don't think bears live in this.
I will say this, though. This is the first time we've seen them in the woods where it didn't look super, what do you want to say? Super nice. It actually looks kind of like a sort of dry California woodsy place. Like we've seen before. Ugh. So they can't see now. Oh, they've even got yellow on their faces. Ew. Really?
Even possums aren't that ugly.
They're playing dead possums. They're running? They're going to be tired by the time they get there. Why don't they just use the SUV like we've seen before?
Our first real battle, Spike, and we survived. Now we are officially samurai warriors.
I wouldn't call that a battle. Where did S.H.I.E.L.D. go, and where did that rip come from?
Let's see if you can back up all that talk.
Having backup is a good idea. Here, kitty, kitty. It looks like the Tiger Zord.
It's a white Tiger Zord. We've never seen that in Power Rangers. That's amazing. No, it's a tiger. Are they in slow motion? No. I think they're just moving slow and now there you go. Okay. Nope.
No way. Gene, we gotta get him back. My spell on him is too powerful. He's mine. Everyone duck. Mike, get down.
Mike, you idiot. Ooh, blue eyes. Wow, that was terrible leverage that he was able to use for that. That's crazy.
Kevin?
He's in a trance.
I've tamed a new pet. I call him Blue. Now sick him.
Oh, I know who's got a spell on Blue.
Kevin! What's wrong, buddy? Kev, snap out of it.
He's under my...
I wonder if the foreshadowing was this obvious in the Sentai version.
A rabble rouser, eh? One Red Ranger puppet coming up. Symbol power. Hey, no one beats me. Chew him up, Tiger Zord.
Ooh, demorphed.
Yes, yes, yes. Good move, Blue.
No. We better blaze a trail out of here.
Oh, that's a fairly new trick, isn't it?
Because I'm drying out. Blue, go wait with Tiggy.
As you wish. Master.
isn't good. It's going to be very hard to break that monster's spell on the Tiger Zord and Kevin.
We need a plan.
Jaden.
Very good. That's why he's later.
I know, G. But let's figure out a way to break the Nylock's hold on Kevin before it gets to that.
Oh. At least he's going to try something else first.
I told you I was the best. Am I good or what?
So, Blue Ranger's in the palm of your hand?
He'll do anything I tell him to do.
Then make him turn on himself.
When's the last time you had fun, Dayu? 3 centuries ago?
Well, actually, I...
Forget I asked. It's much more fun playing Puppet Master and making people do things they never would.
For a guy who looks like a walking apple cart and has a brain the size of a prune pit, Matamot's pretty high on himself.
Who cares what
weird looking apple cart?
As long as his tricks keep the Sanzu River rising, then let him be.
Meanwhile, he's just gonna sit there getting drunk.
Rogue warrior Decker.
So, Master Zandra doesn't know the truth about the ceiling power. Good. That means he'll stay out of my way. Uramasa.
I see his acting ability has gotten so much better since Wild Force.
Fight a worthy opponent and bring him to his knees. Then what's the point in being immortal?
Cool goatee, though.
That's right, boys. Run away from my blue menace.
Mentor, where's Jaden?
He's already gone to battle the Nylock.
Are you kidding me? What about Kevin? The Nylock will make him fight Jaden.
Hopefully that won't happen. But it is our duty to protect people. He may have no choice.
There's always a choice. This is bogus.
Have faith in your leader, Mike.
Mike, we have to help Jaden. And hope Kevin comes to his senses.
Where did Michael? Where did Mike get hit that he just needed a band-aid on his face?
It's about
I thought it was the other side of his head that got hit the ground.
Please wake up.
Wow. In other words, they'll make him kill himself.
I can't put anyone else at risk.
But
you want a show? I'll give you the show of your life, Nylock.
Jaden!
I wish I had some popcorn. Blue, attack!
Samurizer! Go, go, Samurai!
Oh, nice. Now, in the Sentai version, usually they just have that wrap around his face, and that's what the morph. But this is the whole body. Not bad. Instamorphs are fun, though. The other three be taking out the Nylock guy at all, maybe? Or at least keeping him busy? Wait, that's the same, that's a quarry. They just set stuff up at the quarry. That's the same place we've seen before and we'll see plenty of times in the future. Interesting.
Looks like we have a winner.
Who are you?
Doesn't matter who I am. What matters is who's winning and
can you tell?
Because he's fighting as if he's trying to win a training point rather than a real duel. It's a lot different when you're fighting for survival. You fight with instinct. You have to watch your target like a hawk. It's easy to get tired in a long battle when there's no one to say stop. The Red Warrior has a good stance. It reduces arm fatigue. He'll stay strong. And when the Blue goes for the point, the Red will see his opening and he'll strike. He's looking for a decisive blow. That's the difference between these two.
Come back to us, Kevin! This should break the spell!
Or kill Kevin, one or the other.
Is the perfect opponent for my Uramasa.
Kevin! Kevin! Wake up, Kevin!
You probably need some air, guys.
What happened?
Right now, we have some work to do.
Red Ranger! You had this planned all along!
When we fought in the forest, my resist symbol power protected me from your mind control ray.
Symbol power!
We weren't sure if the resist disc's power would work on Kevin, too. But I had to try.
Ah, okay.
Sorry I had to risk fighting you, but I had to get into a close enough position to use the disc.
Fighting me?
Because you're such a good fighter, it took me a lot longer to get close enough to use it. Luckily, it worked.
If you're up to it, I think it's time we battle someone who isn't on our own team.
You're on.
Samurizers! Go, go, samurai!
Hey, they've sort of shrunk it down. Not really. They just combined them so you don't have to go through it four times. Okay. Lion versus Tiger. Is he going to use the disc again? Oh, it doesn't even use the legs to walk. It just rolls around. Okay. That was a heck of a jump. Wow, they only need four to take him down. Not bad.
Now you've got a Let's finish this. Yield to my shield! Oh, yeah? This cat has claws.
He should know that. I mean, he's controlled them for a couple centuries or whatever.
Attack, boy. Sometimes when you play in the dirt, you just end up losing ground. But here's a move that'll help us part ways with this creep. This fault is all yours, Nylock.
No! What? Oh, it's just like Rita threw down her magic wand, that's all. Jaden looks like he needs a lot of help here. I wonder how the white tiger zord combines with them. Oh, an awkward backpack. Okay. Why did he wait till the Megazord battle to pull out the fact that it shoots stuff? I don't think it broke, I think he just dropped it. Oh, that's interesting. Fun way to play the game, I guess.
Double sixes, yeah! Woo!
After today, I don't feel much like playing. It wasn't your fault. That Nylock was the one playing games and using us as the pieces. Tiger's one of our toughest allies, and even he couldn't resist that Nylock spell.
But I raised my sword against you.
And I raised mine against you. Sometimes we can't avoid putting each other at risk. But we have to do what's best.
Yeah, this is the first time a Power Ranger ever fought against another Power Ranger ever, huh?
Hey, we're starting a new game. Come on.
Well, all right. But I'm blue.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, I think we all agree that you're the best one to control that.
Hand me the dice. Okay.
Wait, no, take the card first.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you know how to play, dude? Come on. Alright, so I missed it. But the same guy that does the voice for Master Zandred did the voice for someone else in this too. Interesting. I'll have to pay for attention to that for next time. Anyway. So that wasn't terrible. I liked it. The acting was a little weird. Not sure why Kevin felt the need to shout Jaden as the Zords came in, but whatever. It wasn't a terrible episode. And they got a new Zord out of it for reasons. So that was cool. All right, so we're going to move on to the next episode. So next time we'll be watching episode 10, which is Forest for the Trees. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care and
may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.